Good afternoon. I selected the background on purpose. Guess why? Because workers use this tool and do such kind of work have the highest rate of back injury. This study was founded by NIOSH, but the views and any errors are solely the responsibility of the author or myself. Challenges we have heard a lot already, but for me as a researcher, the first, I'd like to know what is the back pain, because I'm not, as many of you are doctors, you know that very well. Said, I have a back pain, but I did not know that is a back pain when I went to see a doctor, since I felt the pain was on the hip. So who reported it? Yourself, a doctor, or employers? Work-relatedness, that is even more complicated and difficult to define. And what caused the back pain problem? Is back pain related to one's job? Like when I reported I have back pain, can I say that is because of my job? I sit there for all the day. Does it work related? Measures. The incidence, the per month, the per years, or prevalence, or all the life, the duration, how long that problem lasts. Data sources. We have to consider the validity, reliability, representativeness, confidentiality. That's very important issues. As a data user, I know I have a lot of difficulties to get access to some data, like the workers' comp data, and that's the access. Cost. If you want to conduct a survey yourself, probably that need a lot of money. You need enough funding to do that. To a lot of challenges. Now, and then my collection is much smaller. This the what type of studies on back pain problems currently in the literature, some cross-sectional studies, 7 in the United States, a lot of international studies on back pain problems. The longitudinal studies, unfortunately, only 2 as what I'm aware, only 2 in the United States. The clinical trials, 1 in the U.S., the reviews, 3 are in the U.S., and one meta-analysis. We use the keywords like back pain, work-relatedness, and the musculoskeletal disorders. So, and where did the data come from? Many, and 65%, were reported by self. And some small proportion as observation and medical examination, only 2% were from company records. So there are a lot of limitations in the current literature, like the samples not randomly selected, or small sample sizes, or limited occupational exposure data and exposure history, and very few longitudinal studies in the United States. So, a lot of challenges as a researcher. So I hesitate to use the word solution because I'm still trying to figure out the solution as everybody here. So I'd like to use the word practice. What I'm doing in everyday research life. I'm a data user. I use a lot of different data sources. Most of this data are national data sources, and some already mentioned in the previous. The first soil data, probably many of you know that. That is collected by BLS, and maybe it's only the source we can figure out if the back injuries work related or not, because they are reported by employers. Employers are required to do that. By OSHA request. National Health Interview Survey, we already heard that. This is a large national health survey, and the sample size about 30,000 households. The medical expenditure panel survey, some of you may know that, some may not know. These MAPS and NHIS share the same cohort, which means they can be linked together. And the MAPS survey data, this including every year, the cohort will be followed up for 5 waves across 2.5 years, which means we can use it as for cross-sectional study and also as for some longitudinal study. And sure, you can estimate the cost. The national longitudinal survey we use, this is a survey started from 79, followed is a continuous study, ongoing, and surveys conducted every 2 years. The overall sample size is more than 12,000. This cohort, when they entered this study, this survey, they were 14 years, they were young, but now they are not young anymore. They are middle-aged persons. And since 98, a health module was added to NLSY that including the detailed information on individual health and the question on back pain. All these symptoms are coded by ICD-9. Health and Return Study. This study serves the older population who's age 50 and over in the United States. This survey started from 92 and continue now, and the sample size originally was 12,000 and now increased to more than 20,000 and about 25,000, depending on the years. This survey is conducted every 2 years, and ongoing survey. Probably you know there is ONET. You can get this information from ONET from the web. This data source provided detailed occupational exposures information. You can just type the keyword you want to know, like I use a lot of examples in construction, since my research field is in construction safety and health. If you are interested in dancer, you can just type the keyword and get the what kind of exposures this occupation could have on site. Current population survey, I use this survey as denominators. Some survey, like NLSY and MAPS, we don't need actual denominator sources. However, the CPS survey has a much larger sample size. I use that as least for the comparison purposes, say if some subgroup is representative or not. If you are interested in an even smaller subgroup, like some minorities in a certain age group, probably you can use ACS, as that will provide a very reliable estimate because that's almost equal to the sensors, occupational, the population sensors data. This is the total sample size, about 300,000. So there are a lot of advantages. I may not have to say all of this. The first, randomly selected to represent the general population, standardized survey instruments, and large sample sizes. And availability of workers' social demographic information, you know, like the workers' comp, sometimes you may not able to get, since I also use workers' comp data, you may not get the detail, the demographic information, for example, Hispanics, or ethnicity. So the medical conditions and the insurance coverage. And information, you know, from the BIS soil data, you are not able to estimate the back problems among self-employed workers, retired workers, and other workers who are excluded or underrepresented in current BIS injury and illness reports and workers' accommodation system. You know, not everybody is covered by workers' comp. Longitudinal surveys can permit us to do a long-term prospective analysis on exposures and health of the comps, because this kind of survey follows the same cohort across many years. And the consequences, for example, some workers who suffer back pain may lead to the early retirement. Medical costs are available in some surveys, for example, MAPS data, and also available from the longitudinal survey data, like HIS. And I'd like to say that these HIS data, if you are interested in that data, you can link the HIS data to Medicare and Medicaid data and the National Death Index. So that will help you to find out the exact cost for back pain and related problems. The medical costs are very, I mentioned that in some surveys, and I think that this advantage when we use the national survey data, low cost. All of the data are free. You can download from the web. If you are interested, I can send you the linkage and how to use this kind of data. I'd like to show you some examples of what I found from the data sources I mentioned. I do use more data sources than what I listed because of the time limitation. If you are interested, we can discuss that after this session. Say this example of the exposure estimate from the ONET by the detailed occupation overall, more than 800 occupations. The information is available for all the occupations. Not only the exposure data, also the number of employment in the current market and projection in the future years, like a 10 years of projection. So I used all the examples I mentioned earlier in construction. The exposure score means that if the zero means no such exposure, if the 100 means workers have such exposures every day. The same thing as for the kneeling, crossing, stooling, you know that very well. This also this can cause back pain. You saw this a very similar slide before, and I compare construction. All industry use the more recent data. We show this rate of back injury in particular, and jogged across years. Maybe that's good news. Another slide. As a proportion of MSDs, back injuries keep the high as almost 60% of MSDs that is back injuries. I don't want to talk about the under-reporting issues since we're not talking about that. But for the soil data, we do have this under-reporting problem, in particular for MSDs. So they compare this, we estimate the incidence rate, the construction compared with all industries ranked high, only lower than the transportation industry. Maybe, you know, many drivers, truck drivers have to sit behind the wheels for a long time. That may lead to back pain. We also can estimate the cases, the number of injuries. This is still an example in construction. This, we used the exist data to estimate the lifetime risk. I showed this slide in my previous presentation on lifetime risk. Afterward, just about one-third of construction workers will have a lost work day injuries due to MSDs during their life. The low back pain, this because very small numbers captured by the BLS data. That is why we use the data from self-reported, like NHIS. So please pay attention to how the questions are asked. This in the last 3 months, select industries in the 2010, the very recent data, still show the back pain is very common among all the industries. By age group, you say the middle-aged group and actually have a higher risk of back pain, or the high prevalence or the reporting in the last 3 months. Why, when they are getting older, this is lower, you know? Because when they are getting older, they may less likely to be exposed to higher risk jobs, high exposure. Findings from the longitudinal surveys, this is the prevalence for all the chronic diseases. Look at the back problem ranked the number 3. For the back problems compared in a 10 years follow-up period in 98 and 2008, it's interesting, still show a slight difference in a little bit lower in the follow-up years. What? Because less exposure on the job. These findings have been published in JOEM. If you are interested, I can send a copy of this paper to you. Estimate adjust all the ratios when we control the like demographic variables and all these possible confounders. We still found the back problems are more likely to the higher odds among construction trades or blue collar workers than white collar occupations. Then we use a lot, when we want to control more, we use a lot of variables to develop a logistic regression model. All the demographic information and the job exposures and the health status, all these variables are available from HIS. Then, when we develop a regression model, it's better to look at what the relation between the individual variables and the back pain in particular. So, as across these years, some in general increase. And the relation between the back pain and the mental health, which show that the poorer mental health have a higher prevalence of back pain. And the same thing for the physical health. The poor physical health surely have more likely to suffer back pain. And the physical efforts or demandings show the higher contribution to back pain across all these years. And the same thing, the back pain also related to person's job stress. The higher stress and the higher probability of back pain. This is the result from the multiple logistic regression. Use the variables that I just introduced. This control the age, the basic demographics information, variables and exposures, occupations, still show that in construction, the blue collar workers have the significantly higher odds ratio than white collar. What is that? The higher part that could be attributed to their job. This is a different model. This is a fixed effect model. In this model, we don't have to control demographics like age, gender. If there's a man, 10 years later, they're still a man. A woman still a woman. So we don't have to control that, but we need to control the time effects. So cross all the waves from 1 to 9, that's from 92 to 2008, so, and then we say the construction compared with the non-construction still have the higher odds. What caused that? Their job exposures. this also published, will be published in the slides we will pass through. So the back pain and the problem are very common. And we know the BIS data may not do a great job. That's why we need to use multiple data sources to piece the information together to get a whole picture. We do have a lot of limitations. Sometimes we want to know something we are not able to get from the survey data because the survey may not be designed for your particular purpose. And we depend on all the survey data, depends on the accuracy of responses. That's why recall bias may be present. And if you use cross-sectional data, it might be difficult to link exposures to outcomes. And the respondents drop out over time in longitudinal study design, which means every survey, every method has limitations. That is why we need multiple data sources, multiple study design to get the information we need. And so the sample size sometimes may be too small, especially when you want to study some subpopulation group. Thanks for your listening. That's what I want to have.